This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Uber continues to be unable to get out of its own way. The latest development is that the ride-sharing company is being sued by district attorneys in Los Angeles and San Francisco and some other cities over how well it protects its customers and how well it complies with local law and regulations. Add to that the company's history of doing unsavory things with all the data that it has, tracking one-night stands, just to pick an example, and it is not a pretty public relations picture. So, assuming it wanted to, how might Uber clean up its reputation? Sally Herships has that story.
Uber was tracking its customers to see how many were doing the walk of shame, but now it's the company that looks like a hot mess.
When you think about brands, really, people judge them the exact same way that you judge people.
Allison Schoenholtz is with Siegel & Gale, a global branding firm. She says Uber could start cleaning up its reputation by admitting its mistakes, but what it really needs to do is change its practices so the same problems don't happen again.
To just apologize alone isn't going to be enough for Uber.
What is obvious about Uber is they don't have a crisis management strategy in place at all.
Brad Hecht is chief research officer at Reputation Institute. He says in some ways, Uber is like a little kid at the adult's table, but no one's told it which fork to use or trained the company's executives about how to deal with the media or with a crisis.
You have to respond immediately. You have to be transparent. You have to apologize and be accountable. And you have to have a plan about how you're looking to resolve it.
Hecht says it's not about the problem. It's about how a company reacts. Peter Himmler is founder of PR firm Flatiron Communications. He says Uber needs help. But luckily for the company, its backers recently came out in support.
Ashton Kutcher, who's an investor, and Jason Calacanis, both of whom have huge followings on social media, actually weighed in Uber's support.
Uber says its growth has come with some growing pains, and acknowledging its mistakes are the first steps towards fixing them. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.